大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
下午我们要讲最危险的时候。
This afternoon we will discuss about the most dangerous moment.
到底什么时候是最危险的时候？
And when is the most dangerous moment?
我们是要看所罗门的一生。
We have to look at the life of King Solomon.
他曾经是全世界最成功的人。
He can be considered the most successful person on this earth.
他也是神所喜欢的人。
And he was favored by God.
他还没有生出来，神就已经喜欢他了。
Even before he was born, God delighted in him.
他的名字除了所罗门之外，还有另外一个名字，大家记得吗？昨天晚上。
Other than the name Solomon, do you remember his other name?
耶什么？耶迪迪亚。
Jedidiah.
这是神很喜欢的意思。
Which means the one who God favors.
一个人生那么顺利，那么成功，应该都很好啊。
And for someone to be feared by God, his life should be very good.
但是为什么他后来却跌倒了？
But why did he fall in the end?
为什么那么好的王，那么有智慧的王，那么有福气的王，竟然会跌倒离开神？
Why did such a good and wise king fall short in front of God?
原来在他跌倒之前，他早就已经在很危险的情况很久了。
Actually, even before he fell, he was in a period of danger.
最危险的一种情况是你自己在危险当中却不知道在危险当中。
And the most dangerous moment is actually when you are in danger but you yourself are not even aware of it.
如果你知道危险你就会很小心。
If you know that it is dangerous then you will be very careful.
但是你不知道危险，
But if you're unaware of this,
就到最后的失败了都不知道了。
Then in the end you don't even know when you fail.
所以我们来看看列王记上里面记载所罗门什么时候是最危险的时候。
Now let's look at 1 Kings where it records King Solomon's most dangerous moments.
其实先讲结论就是最危险的时候就是最安稳的时候。
Actually let's talk about this point first. The most dangerous moment is when you're the most comfortable.
像我们现在吃饱饱就想睡觉
For example, now we have eaten and now we are sleepy.
不小心的话掉到地上就受伤。
And if you're not careful, then you might fall into the ground.
吃饱饱，那个时候就不容易警醒了。
And since you're very full, then you may not be very awake or alert.
所罗门最危险的时候就是在他最成功的时候。
And King Solomon's most dangerous moment was actually when he was the most successful.
最成功的时候也是在他开始堕落的时候。
And when he was the most successful, that's when he started to decline.
所罗门向神求智慧，这个我们上个礼拜有学习过了。
Last week we discussed that King Solomon asked for wisdom from God.
神呢，对他很好，他说你跟我求智慧，我很满意，那连你没有求的东西我都给你。
And God was so satisfied that King Solomon had asked for wisdom, so God gave King Solomon even more that King Solomon did not ask for.
包括这个就是财富还有长寿
including riches and longevity
这两样东西是很好
and these two things are very good
但是如果所罗门没有这两样东西可能也不会像后来这样子
but if King Solomon did not have these two things then he might not have ended up where he did
如果所罗门早点死比如说一盖完圣殿就死了 他应该就不会离开神了
If King Solomon died shortly after that, then he may not have declined.
信仰最高峰的时候，因为他盖圣殿就是最高峰的时候嘛。
When King Solomon built the temple, he was the most spiritually blessed.
盖了几年？
After a few years.
七年嘛。
After 7 years.
如果一盖完就死了，哇，信仰最好的时候。
If he built a temple in 7 years and then passed away, then it would have been really great.
那时候也是很年轻才几十岁
And he was quite young at the time.
我们说了，他当王的时候大概几岁？
We discussed what age was he when he became king.
18-20左右
About 18 to 20 years old.
所以盖完圣殿大概27。
So after he built the temple, he was about 27 years old.
如果一盖完圣殿就死了，哇，最美好。
If he died at 27 years old, how glorious would that have been?
属灵上是很好，但是所罗门自己可能就不是很满意。
Then spiritually, he would have been really blessed, but for himself, he may not have been very satisfied with that.
我帮你盖圣殿，一盖完你就让我死。
God, I've built a temple for you, and after I built it for you, you want me to die?
所以神就早就是给他长寿，让你活久一点。
So God gave King Solomon longevity, so he could live longer.
但是因为后来活得太久了，活得比较久了，就有机会犯罪。
But because King Solomon lived more years, then he had the opportunity to sin.
再来，神给他财富。
Then God gave him wealth.
我在想这个问题，如果没有那么多财富，会不会比较少机会犯罪？
I pose this question, if King Solomon did not have so much wealth, would he have less chance to sin?
如果他每个月都是赚的每个月都清 像我们一样，缴完账单都差不多。
If King Solomon only made enough to sustain his life month by month,
但是神就很爱他，又给他财富。
But that did not happen. God loved him, so God blessed him with wealth.
好，所罗门到底有多有钱？
How rich was King Solomon?
我们看列王记上十章十四节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14.
这节很重要。
This is a very important verse.
列王记上十章十四节。
1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14.
我们一起读哦。
Let's read it together.
列王记上十章十四节。
1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14.
一二三。这里记载所罗门啊，他一年收入的金子，光是黄金啊，不要说银子啊，别的啊，只是黄金而已，就有多少钱
？So here, this verse details the weight of gold that Solomon had, not of his other riches, just the gold.
好了，那请问660他连得的金子有多重
？How heavy, are the 666 talents?
我数学不是很好啊，如果大家看到我记错了，可以等一下提醒我啊。
My math is not very good, so please correct me if I'm wrong.
你们有人数学很好的，会计很好的。
Some of you are really good at math and calculations.
好，你看这个图啊，一他连德等于一个人的重量，在古代来说。
So one talent is about the weight of a man.
这是110磅，如果一个成年，那个正常人，那个男女平均起来啊，大概110磅。但我们都比110磅重了啊，今天我们吃比较多。
So the average man is about 110 pounds.
那等于1760 ounces.
Which is 1760 ounces.
好了，那660他连德呢
？What about 666？
的100多万 ounces.
Then it's
more than 1 million ounces 啊。
1.1 million ounces.
好啊，那今天黄金一个 ounce 多少？昨天查了，就是$2,320。
So today one ounce of gold is about $2,300.
啊，这昨天的海鲜价啊。
And this.And USD, so this is the price of the USD yesterday.
所以以现金的价值来说，一年666他连德的金子啊，等于今天差不多27亿美金。
So today, this amount of talents would have been 2.7 billion USD.
美金啊，这是所罗门一年光是金子的收入，其他还不算。
And this was King Solomon's income in gold only for 1 year.
27亿美金啊。
2.7 billion.
哦，跟加拿大最有钱的家族一年也不一定能够赚27亿美金。
And even the richest person in Canada may not have that income.
那所罗门做王几年呢
？So how long was Solomon king for?
圣经记载啊，他做王总共有40年。
The Bible records 40 years.
40 years, 40 年。
About 40 years.
那你把这个数目乘以40，你就知道他一生坐在那边躺着都收钱，就是多少亿美金啊。
So you can imagine how great Solomon's wealth accumulated to.
所以我们可以说，所罗门是人类历史以来第一个 billionaire， 最有钱的人，是不为过。
So we can say that King Solomon was the world's first billionaire.
他还有很多其他的收入，不单只是那些黄金。
And he also had a lot of other means of income, not just this gold.
像别人送给他的礼物啊，香料啊，武器啊。
Such as the other gifts, people of other nations sent him, the weapons, the spices.
那到底所罗门的钱为什么大家都会送上钱给他呢？
So why did so many people offer tribute to King Solomon?
因为大家都想要来听他的智慧的话语啊。
Because everyone wanted to hear his wisdom.
那然后来的时候啊，都来带礼物给他。
And whenever they came, they showered him with many gifts.
其中一个带最多礼物的是谁呢
？And who was the person that gave King Solomon the most gifts?
你们猜是谁
？Can you guess who?
有一个女人呢，特别大手笔，来看所罗门的时候，钱带最多。
And it's a lady, and she brought.Many, many riches to see King Solomon.
你想要有钱的，想知道以前英女王最有钱吗
？And it's a queen.
是哪里的女王啊
？But where was this queen from？
我们看列王记上十章十节。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 10.
十章十节啊，咱们一起读。
Chapter 10 verse 10. Let's read it together.
一二三。于是示巴女王将120他连德的金子和宝石极多的香料送给所罗门王。他送给所罗王的香料以后奉来的不再有这么多。 光是一个示巴女王来一次就拿了120他连德。
So when the Queen of Sheba went to see Solomon, she brought him 120 talents.
哇，这个示巴女王怎么那么喜欢所罗门啊？ Wow. 啊，来看他，听他讲智慧话，还送他那么多礼物。
She gave him such a great amount, so she must have really liked him.
啊，所以你看哦，这个所罗门王啊，真的是躺着都赚钱的。
So we can see King Solomon just didn't need to do anything. He was laying down and he could earn money.
啊，大家很仰慕他。
Everyone admired him.
好了。他后来还有别的赚钱方法，等一下再讲。
Later, he also had other means of income, so we'll discuss those later.
啊，但是呢，所罗门现在钱那么多了。
But King Solomon now had such great wealth.
啊，也可以说是神的祝福。
So we can say that this is God's blessing.
但是也是最危险的时候的开始了。
But it is also the start of his most dangerous moment.
那所罗门躺着都赚钱，钱那么多，那他的钱用来做什么呢？
So King Solomon had such great wealth that he accumulated over the years. What did he do with it?
钱多一定是想要花钱嘛，不会把它放在银行里面，一定要花掉一点。
So if you're rich, then of course you would want to use this money for something. You wouldn't let it sit in the bank.
第一件呢，他就是开始盖豪宅了。
So the first thing is that
he built his own palace 了。
He built his own palace.
就是他要追求物质上的享受。
So he pursued after this material goods.
啊，他为神做圣殿呢，盖圣殿呢，总共用了七年。
So he built.For 7 years, he built God's temple.
但是他自己盖自己的房子，自己的豪宅盖了多少年呢？
But how many years did he take to build his own palace?
我们看七章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 1.
七章的第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
我们一起读哈。
Let's read it together.
七章的第一节。一二三。
所
罗门为自己建造宫室13年方才造成。你看所罗门啊。他盖自己的圣殿啊、盖自己的房子啊、豪宅啊，盖了13年呢。
So we see that King Solomon spent 13 years to build his palace.
他是很多人工人在盖哦。
He had a lot of manpower.
很豪华。
To build this palace.
啊，那为了要自己要享受。
For his own pleasure.
当然，神祝福给你钱，那让你生活过得好一点是可以接受的，是无可厚非的。
Sure, if God gives you a lot of wealth, then you can use it.
但是如果只看重自己的享受呢？
But if you only use it for your own pleasure,
那要小心了，那个时候也开始危险了。
Then you have to be really careful.
因为人的物质生活太舒服、太丰富，属灵生活就会开始忽略，开始会走下坡。
Because if you live a luxurious lifestyle and forget about God, that's when you start to lose yourself spiritually.
大家爱款就想看看这个图啊。
Let's look at this image.
啊，这个就是呢，艺术家的想象图。上面这个部分是圣殿。
The top portion is the temple.
这个就是圣殿主要的部分了、
哦。And this is the important part of the temple.
哦，那所罗门的宫殿呢，就连着圣殿这样子盖的，连着圣殿，在圣殿的下面一点。
So, King Solomon was underneath and connected to the temple.
啊，他的 palace 啊。
A palace was connected to the temple.
另外这个图呢，这立体图啊，比较清楚也是。
And let's look at this picture, which is clear.
圣殿是这里。
So that is where the temple is.
啊，所罗门的宫殿呢就在旁边。
And Solomon's palace was next to it.
在下面是百姓住的地方。
And after that's where the believers lived.
按照圣经的记载啊，他的宫殿真的很豪华。
And according to the Bible, his palace was very extravagant.
啊，他有主要的宫殿的部分。
He had the necessary
The Solomon Palace, the main building.
He had the main building.
还有呢，叫做黎巴嫩的林宫啊，用黎巴嫩很多很多的树盖成的一个宫殿。
And then he used many cedar trees from the forest of Lebanon to build this other.
还有很多柱子的一个建筑物啊 ，porch of pillars 啊。
He built the porch of pillars.
还有呢，为了他的一些宫女啊、皇后啊、妃嫔啊盖的。这个后宫啊
，and for his pharaoh's daughter, he built another palace and concubines.
所以你看他的这个多大多豪华。
So this was a gigantic structure.
要盖13年。
And this took 13 years to build.
这个是破了记录啊！以当时来说，可能没有人可以跟他比。
This is unimaginable. No one could have competed with him.
但是在他开始追求物质的生活的时候
，But when he started pursuing after the life full of material goods,
又是危险的。
This is a dangerous moment.
因为你人的时间有限，你用了时间来享受肉体的生活，你追求神的心可能就会慢慢的不见了。
Because man's life is very limited. If you start pursuing after material goods, then the heart you have towards pursuing God slowly disappears.
好了，钱赚那么多，第二，他要来做什么呢？
So secondly, what did he use all his wealth for?
他就买武器，用来买武器。
So he used it to buy weapons.
十章，我们看十章二十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
十章二十六节。
Chapter 10, verse 26.
一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，所罗门聚集战车马兵，有战车1400辆，马兵12000名，安置在屯车的城邑和耶路撒冷，就是王那里。好，你看了，所罗门有钱之后啊，除了盖宫殿，就是要建立强大的军队。
So we can see that after King Solomon built his palace, he built upon his military might.
这个是一定的，一个国家有钱，就一定要建强的军队。
And this is a given that if you have the resources, you can build up your army.
你看美国啊，一艘航空母舰啊，这几百亿美金啊。
And we see that we use
USA the aircraft carrier.
The USA aircraft carriers.
一艘就几百亿美金 ，billions of dollars， 对不对
？Just a few fleets cost billions of dollars.
一支 aircraft carrier.
Just one actually costs billions of dollars.
那美国有多少支？
How many planes does
你自己上去网络上查一查
have, ？Then you can Google this yourself.
一支就等于其他国家的一年的收入了，可能。
One plane might be the income of one country.
啊，因为什么有钱的国家他就要办法建大的军队
？So why do countries that have the resources build their military？
那他觉得说有这个军队了，可以有这种保护自己，还有了。等于我的肌肉就强壮了，别的国家要得听我了。
If you have the military might, then other countries might listen to you because you're so powerful.
我们现在加拿大的军队听说很烂了。
I heard that the military in Canada it's not so great. It's underfunded.
Not so great 啊，船也烂了，坦克也烂了，没钱修啊，飞机也烂了，飞不起来。
The ships are
现在我们加拿大多惨
broken and damaged.
Yeah, 没有钱了。
And we don't really have any money.
啊，所以人家就不听我们话了。
So
加拿大讲话没人听，人家
don't fold to us when we speak.
美国讲话为什么有人听？因为美国有很多武器。
How can people go along with the United States? It's because they have a lot of weapons.
你试试看，如果没有美国没有武器，也没人理他。
If the America didn't have military might, then who would listen to them?
啊，所罗门知道了，有钱了我就要买武器，大家就会听我。
King Solomon knew that if he had the military might, others would listen to.
这些武器我可以不用，但是不可以没有。
I can set these weapons aside, but if I don't use it, that's okay.
我一定要有，就是核子弹一样，不一定要用，但是一定要有。
I must actually use it.
I don't really have to use it, but I have to have it. 这是这种意有定一定要有，谢谢啊。那所罗门呢？开始靠自己了。
So King Solomon started to rely on himself.
最危险的时候是什么时候
？When is the most dangerous moment？
当你的心开始靠这些武器的时候。
When your heart counts on the military.
不是靠神的时候。
Not depending on God.
现在你看这个图就是所罗门时代的马车。
We can see the chariots of King Solomon's time in this picture.
当时还没有发明坦克车。
Then they didn't invent tanks.
更没有飞机啊。
And they did not have any planes.
但是打仗的最厉害就是靠这种用马拉的铁做的马车。
Then they counted on chariots of steel pulled by horses.
要有很强的马，战马，跑很远，跑很快。
They needed to have strong race horses that were powerful and could run really fast.
你没有马车，你在下面这样子弄它，那个马车一斩过来就把你撞倒了，就不用打。
If you didn't have a chariot, then it's likely that the enemy's chariots would have run up over you.
那所罗门有多少台马车
？So how many chariots did King Solomon have?
二十六节说着
，verse 26.
他有1400辆啊。
He had 1400 chariots.
马兵呢？12000啊。
And 12,000 horses.
所以他有几万匹马在那边，几万匹马。
So he had thousands of horses.
这些马都是很贵的，到埃及买过来的。
These were really expensive Egyptian horses.
但是他有钱啊，他可以买啊。
But he had the wealth, so he could afford them.
但是他在建立军队的时候，他就开始不是靠神了，他就说我要靠自己来保护我自己了。
But when he was building up his military, he did not rely on God, but relied on his own might.
那有开销啊，但是要赚更多的钱。
So he needed to make even more money.
怎么赚呢
？So how did he do this?
我们看十章二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 10, verse 28.
十章二十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 28.
十章二十八节，我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，所罗门的马是从埃及带来的， 是王的商人一群一群按着定价买来的。29节。
29.
从埃及买来的车每辆价银600舍克勒，马每匹150舍克勒。赫人诸王、亚兰诸王所买的车马也是按这价钱经他们手买来的。你看，所罗门开始这里了，他商人的头脑就表现出来了。
So we can see here King Solomon's business-like side of thinking has emerged.
他去埃及买马。
He went to Egypt to purchase horses.
啊，当然呢，也把我有的东西买给埃及啊。
And he also sold goods to Egypt.
还有了别的国家要马呢，他先买起来，再卖给别的国家。
And when other countries needed horses, King Solomon bought those horses first and exported them to other countries.
所以所罗门这样很聪明啊，他知道要控制世界啊，不是用打仗的，要控制贸易，要控制 trade。
So he was very intelligent, and he knew that to control the world, he did not need only military might, but also to control the economy and trade.
谁控制贸易，谁就控制世界。
Whoever controls the economy controls the world.
今天还是一样。
It's the same today.
美国为什么强大了过去100多年那么强大？
Why did America flourish and grow so powerful so quickly in the past few years?
到处哪里啊，称王称霸，哈哈巴巴，好，在美国到处都是，哇，大家要别人听他的。
Why do so many countries listen to America?
你们知道是为什么？
Do you know why?
是什么原因？不是因为美国的航空母舰最厉害。
It's not because
the aircraft carrier.
The aircraft carriers are the most powerful.
是美国最厉害的是什么？
What is the most powerful thing about America?
啊，是美金呢。
It's the U.S. United States dollar.
The green buck 呢？
It's
啊，绿色的那一种。
Cash.
我们加拿大的颜色比较漂亮嘛。
Canada's bill colors are more beautiful.
美国的颜色很丑啊，我对美国就不能讲了。
And America's、
只有一种颜色，100块也是这个颜色，一块也是这个颜色，有时候觉得是很难看。
And all the bills look the same, so it's hard to look at sometimes.
但是人家100多年前就把这个美金作为是贸易的单位。
But 100 years ago, people regarded this as
the international currency.
The international currency.
所以他就控制了贸易。
So this dominated the international currency.
大家都要向他买，都要跟他拿美金。
And everyone wanted this United States dollar.
啊，所以他就是站在那边，他要多少，他印多少，都要买单。
So however much they printed, everyone wanted a piece of this.
所罗门那个时候也是一样，控制贸易，控制世界。
It was the same in Solomon's time. If you control the economy, then you control the world.
啊，这个地图啊，就是当时中东地区包括埃及，所罗门的影响力是从尼罗河到大河嘛，我们两个礼拜前看过了啊。
And we saw this map a few weeks ago. This was King Solomon's
kingdom.
Kingdom.
From River Nile 啊，这里。
From the River Nile,
到了大河，就是幼法拉底河啊。
To the River Euphrates,
所有都是所罗门的影响的管辖的地区啊。
And this was all of King Solomon's kingdom and territories.
所罗门就说了，现在开始有钱，大家一起赚。
So he said, now we have great wealth.
We have to, 我们可以一起做 trade, 我们可以做贸易。
So now we must establish a trade network.
因为都是一个集团的了，都是大家都是和睦的相处，都来赚钱了。
Because everyone has peaceful relations, so they should trade and make even more income.
好了，那大家都好啊，就好像中国以前不是古大强盛的时候，唐朝就盖什么路？
So,
丝绸之路嘛。
So it's just like China when they built the Silk Road.
啊，唐朝最繁华的时候就盖那个，就联合所有中亚国家。
And when their economy flourished the most, they built this Silk Road for trade, for the trade network.
现在中国呢也想盖什么路？
也就是
想盖一带一路。
Build another
One Belt One Road.
Build one road.
One Belt One Road. 这是中国想要盖，但是弄不太起来。
Now they want to build this road, but they're unable to.
啊，但是其实都是学所罗门的。
And they actually learned this from King Solomon.
所有的海上的贸易、陆上的贸易，全部涵盖住。
Whether it was trade by land or by sea, King Solomon's network covered it all.
那所罗门怎么赚钱？
Now, how did King Solomon make income?
我就每一条路你经过，你要做生意，我收一点税就可以了。
So he implemented a toll.
啊，你要卖东西，你上边这边要卖给埃及，经过我这里，你看到、哦、以色列地哦，就是中间的枢纽啊，什么都要经过我家里的。
So if you pass a certain area, you need to pay a toll in order to pass to trade onto the next country.
我不用多，所有经过的 1% 就可以了。For example, 1%.
For example, 1%.
Oh, tax.
Tax.
经过你就我是收 1%。
Then King Solomon took 1%.
所以他到最后根本躺着都赚钱了。
So King Solomon could just lie there passively and he could make a passive income.
收那个税。
And he took the taxes.
所以你看呢，他是不是很发达？
So you can see he's very craft.
头脑也是很好啊，给他想到啊。
And he's very intelligent. He could think of this.
但是呢，最危险的时候也是你最发达的时候。
But this was his most dangerous moment.
钱越来越多。
As his wealth accumulated.
你看连四巴女王啊，传说这个四巴女王就是沙地，就是从中东这边，从沙地阿拉伯这边南部这样上来，都去找他。
The Queen of Sheba from the area that we know as Saudi Arabia today, she even went to see King Solomon.
这里对面呢、啊，这里对面就是伊索比亚了。
So, across that sea is Ethiopia.
所以有人说这个四巴女王也是非洲的伊索比亚。
So some people say that the Queen of Sheba, her origins are from Ethiopia.
传说啊，四巴女王看完所罗门之后回去就怀孕了，传说啊。
It's said that
不是圣经，圣经没讲。
The Queen of Sheba visited King Solomon. She
回去就怀孕了。
Became pregnant, but this is not from the Bible. It's just what the historians.
这个是 rumor 了 ，gossip 啊。
Yeah.
但是这个有可能啊？为什么？因为伊索比亚很早就有犹太人，就是有信奉这个律法的人。跟其他非洲人不一样。
This is a rumor. It's because in Ethiopia there are some Jews.
很多黑叫 black
Jews.
如果不是那个时候开始的，什么时候开始我们不知道。
We don't know when that started to occur.
所以那个时候所罗门的影响力有多大
？So this was the influence of King Solomon.
每一个国家都听他。
Every country listened to him.
一起做生意。
They did trade with him.
躺着都赚钱。
And King Solomon made passive income.
这个时候应该信心更好才对，对不对？
And this should mean that King Solomon's faith was really good, correct?
但是人有一个缺点。
But as men, we have a weakness.
有时候越有钱越没有安全感。
The more wealth we have, the less sense of security we have.
你怕失去你现在有的东西。
We fear losing what we already have.
譬如说你是世界首富，你很怕被挤出来不是首富。
For example,
if you're the richest person in the world,
if you're the richest person in the world, then you fear that one day you
got replaced.
Are replaced.
哇，我的宝座被人家拿走怎么办
？Wow, my throne will be taken away by someone else. What should I do?
所罗门心中其实这里没有什么安全感。
So King Solomon did not have this sense of security in his heart.
他的安全感没有放在神身上。
He did not place his sense of security.
他的安全感缺乏了。
And he lacked this security.
那他就想出一招。
So he thought very hard.
怎么样可以保住我现在让我这种赚钱还有平稳还有国家的安全可以得到保存
？How can I preserve my position of power and the kingdom's position of power？
怎么样可以做得到呢
？How can I do this？
当时会影响、会威胁所罗门的唯一一个国家，只有一个国家可以威胁所罗门是谁
？At that time, what was the only country that could usurp King Solomon？Egypt.
因为埃及在所罗门没有崛起之前已经是大国了。
Because even before King Solomon, Egypt was an established and great country.
那现在所罗门起来啊，他有点怕埃及。
Now Solomon, he was quite afraid of Egypt.
就好像现在美国怕中国一样。
Just like how the United States fears China.
哇，美国是老大哥，现在中国起来，大家想要去控
制他。And now that China is developing, the United States fears China.
那所以所罗门。想说埃及怎么可以让他们不上来骚扰我
？So King Solomon thought, how can I
prevent
Egypt from surpassing my kingdom？
或者 revoke me 啊，或者是跟我作对
against me， or wanting to be enemies with me？
有一招很有用。
There is one thing that's very useful。
叫什么？
What is it？
我们结亲吧。
It's creating an alliance。
你把你的女儿嫁给我。
Let your daughter marry me.
我们这边亲家了。
Then we are family.
亲家还有 in-law 了family 了 ，relative 了，对不对？我们都亲家了，你怎么可以来打我？哪有说亲家打亲家的
？We're one family. How can a family fight within itself？
所以你看，所罗门如果娶了埃及的公主啊，他就叫法老王叫什么
？So we can see that King Solomon
叫什么
？He married
丈人啊
，Pharaoh's daughter
啊。
So now the Pharaoh's, his wife's father is the Pharaoh.
所以就是变很亲啊。
And now they're in-laws, so they're very close.
所以这个就是背景。
So this was the background.
我们看这个他的这个第三章啊，其实这个出现在第三章。
This happens in chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
他一开始做王的时候就已经出这一招了，已经没有怎么靠神了。这个时候
，When King Solomon became a king, he did not fully rely on God.
三章第一节
，Chapter 3, verse 1.
一二三，所罗门与埃及王法老结亲，娶了法老的女儿为妻，借他进了大卫城，直到造完了自己的宫和耶和华的殿，并耶路撒冷周围的城墙。啊，其实这个时候所罗门王没有什么安全感。
So King Solomon at this time he did not have the sense of security.
所以就是娶了跟法老王结亲了。娶了他的女儿。
He took the Egyptian princess's hand in marriage, the Pharaoh's daughter.
其实这个就是所罗门最危险的时候了。
And this was actually the most dangerous moment for King Solomon.
虽然他以后发展得很好。
Even though he flourished very greatly after that.
但是其实这个是埋下了一个失败的原因。
This was one reason for the cause of his downfall.
因为你把埃及的公主娶过来。
Because you have took the Egyptian princess's hand in marriage.
为了要保护自己的利益，为了要让自己稳固。
To protect your power and position in the kingdom.
但是这个就违背着神的旨意。
This is against God's will.
因为埃及公主啊，她不是自己一个过来的，她是那些随从啊，还有她把她的家里的偶像啊，全部带过来的。
Because it wasn't only the Egyptian princess that came over to the kingdom, but it was also all her idols and all her people, some of her people.
为什么所罗门要特别做一个宫殿给埃及的公主啊？
So why did King Solomon make a separate palace for the Egyptian princess?
啊，很有可能就是因为它里面要放很多埃及的偶像。
It could be because she wanted to place a lot of Egyptian idols within her palace.
啊，她也不想别人看见，就让你自己在家里拜咯，不能放在外面呢。
And he did not want others to see, so she could just worship her idols within the walls of the home.
好了，那现在呢，所罗门越娶越多了。
So King Solomon married more and more people.
我们看十一章啊。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
十一章的第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
十一章第一节。
Chapter 11,
verse 1. 一二三，所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩亚女子、亚曼女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人的女子。哇，所罗门现在的越做越大了，把这个婚姻啊，把这个政治的婚姻啊，扩充起来了。
So King Solomon married more and more and more foreign women.
因为他要统管那么多国家嘛，对不对？这个图啊。
Because he had to subdue so many different countries.
他要确保他们不会造反。
He wanted to make sure they would not revolt.
也不会取代我的位置。
And so that they would not take his position.
那这一招有用，因为我娶了埃及公主呢，那法老没有来骚扰我。
So because I have married the Egyptian princess, that's why Pharaoh has not come to to subdue my kingdom.
我要买马，他就卖给我，卖给这个女婿嘛，很正常啊。
And I could import and export horses to the Pharaoh.
这一招好，他就copy and paste 了啊。这一招每一个地方我跟他有贸易往来的，有政治原因的，全部取一个过来，不管你长得好不好看。
And then he copy and pasted this solution with all the other countries, no matter if the women were beautiful or not.
当然了，公主假设来说应该都是长得好看的，小时候看童话书都是这样嘛。
And of course, we read in fairy tales that superficially all the princesses are very beautiful.
不好看也要化妆啊。
But even if they'renot that pretty, they still need to use makeup.
但是所罗门娶他们的其实最终原因就是政治的婚姻。
But King Solomon, he married all these foreign women.
啊，就是来靠自己啊，他要靠自己的办法，而不是靠神来保护他的国家。
He was relying on his own method to protect his kingdom, not relying on God.
这个就是他失败的，也是个最危险的时候了。
This was his failure, and this was his most dangerous moment.
神给你那么多，你应该更单纯的心来依靠神，守神的道理啊。
And God gave him so much, so he should have used his heart to obey God's command.
结果他不单止不守道理，还做得更严重，更把神的话丢在后面了。
And he not only did not listen to God's commands, but he trampled over it.
我们看十一章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 2.
十一章的第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
一二三，论到这些国的人，耶和华曾晓谕以色列人说：“你们不可与他们往来相通，因为他们必引诱你们的心去随从他们的神。”所罗门却恋爱这些女子啊！你看了神的话早就写在律法上了，不可以娶外邦人。
So we see that God said you must not intermarry with them.
不可以娶这些外邦女子。
You cannot intermarry with these foreign women.
不管你是普通女子还是公主，都不可以。
no matter if they're a princess or they're a regular woman.
尤其是男人啊，很容易被女人影响啊。
And some men, they're very easily affected by women.
因为男人很难影响女人啊，说实在。
And it's very hard for men to affect women.
但是都是女人影响男人。
It's usually women who seduce men.
对不对？结婚之后，女人煮什么，你就吃什么。
And after you get married, whatever the wife cooks, then the husband will eat it.
他要不要去的，你逼他你也去不了。
And even if the husband does not want to go somewhere, then the wife will force them.
女人影响男人的观念啊，思想啊，生活啊，习惯啊，甚至宗教。
And the woman can affect a man's habits, a man's preferences, even a man's religion.
所以神就律法上来说，你不可以娶外邦女子，不然你娶了一定信仰上一定完蛋。你把你儿子嫁给外邦，娶外邦女子，你的信仰一定完蛋。
So God told them, you must not intermarry with the foreign woman.
但是所罗门就不听啊。
But Solomon did not listen.
好了，我们来想一个问题，为什么所罗门不听？
So let's reflect upon this question. Why didn't Solomon heed God's warning?
难道所罗门不知道这条吗？
Did Solomon not know about this command?
有没有可能不知道？
Is there any chance he did not know?
不可能。
No way.
因为那时候已经有圣殿。
Because at that time there was already.
有祭司。
There were already priests.
有人教律法。
There were people that were the teachers of the law.
他不可能不知道这一条。
King Solomon for sure was not unaware of this law.
为什么他不听？
Why did he not listen?
为什么？大家想想。
Why?
他觉得什么？为什么他不听？他觉得这个不影响我了，会影响别人，但是不影响我。
Because he thought this would not affect me.
我是个王哎，那些女人怎么可能影响我
？I'm a king. How can these foreign women affect me?
还有我有智慧啊，神说给我最大的智慧啊，怎么可能影响我
？I'm really wise. God has given me wisdom. So how can these women affect me?
太自信了。
He was too self-assured.
最危险的时候也是太自信的时候。
And the most dangerous moment is when you're too self-confident.
神说你不要做这个，这个会危险，这个会引诱。
God said, "Don't do this. This is very tempting."
我不怕的啦，我刀枪不入。
And he said,
这个不影响到我了。
And he said, "I don't care because this will not affect me."
他一定有这种心态。
He probably had this attitude in his heart.
别人可能会倒，我不会倒。
Other people might have fallen, but not me.
说不定我可以改变他们，跟他来，让他来信我的神呢。
So I can change them and I can make them believe in God.
这不是很多人今天的心态吗
？Isn't this the attitude of many people today?
圣经说不要娶外邦，不要嫁外邦。
The Bible says you must not intermarry with the Gentiles.
有人就说我不会被影响。
And some people say it will not be affected.
我还可以去影响别人。
And I can affect others.
所以。最自信的时候也是最危险的时候啊。
So the most dangerous moment is when you're the most self-confident.
那后来所罗门都跌倒了。
So King Solomon fell.
但是呢，我们看第三节。
So let's look at verse 3.
第三节啊。
Verse
11章第三节。
Chapter 11 verse 3.
11章第三节啊。
Chapter 11 verse 3.
一二三，所罗门有妃700宫都是公主，还有嫔300，这些妃嫔诱惑他的心。第四节。
Verse 4.
所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心，去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。好，这里说了，所罗门也做得太离谱了。
It says that King Solomon really exceeded the limits.
如果十个八个妃嫔就算了，对不对？
He could have had 8 or 10.
有个 dozen 也理解了君王嘛，
Or a dozen is in his harem.
但是所罗门到底娶了几个啊
？But how many concubines did he have?
娶了几个
？How many?
总共有1000个啊。
1000.
1000 totally 啊。
1000 in total.
700加300是不是1000？
700 plus 300 is 1000.
700个妃，300个嫔。
700 wives, 300 concubines.
你说有没有过分了一点呢
？Isn't this an overwhelming amount?
你要那么多来干什么
？What? Why do you need so many?
圣经早就已经警告。
The Bible already warned him.
警告当时以后要做王的人。
Warned him that those who would become king.
神就已经早就讲了。
God has already told them.
我们来看《生命记》啊。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记的第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 17.
十六节。
Verse 16.
生命记十七章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 16.
十六十七节。
Verse 16 and 17.
一二三，只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，我要加添他的马匹，因为耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。十七节。
17。
不可为自己多立妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏邪，也不可为自己多积金银。这是神透过摩西告诉百姓的话。
This is what God told the believers at the time through Moses.
就是以后你们如果要立王的话，也不要随便立。
That if they wanted to appoint a king, do not appoint it lightly.
其实在神的设计里面呢，以色列百姓不需要一个王来统治他。
Actually, the Israelites, according to God's standards, did not need a king to lead them.
神自己做王就可以了。
As long as, because God can be the king.
但是神知道他们的软弱。
But God knew their weaknesses.
如果你们真的要立的话。
If they truly did want to appoint a king.
那这个王有三件事情不可以做的。
Then there were three things the king could not engage in.
刚好这三件事情所罗门都全做了。
And King Solomon
did all these three.
Did all these things.
第一就是第十六节，不可以加添马匹嘛。
First, he acquired great numbers of horses for himself.
靠自己啊。
He relied on
靠武器啊。
Relied on weapons.
所罗门一赚到钱就买武器了。
Once he had great wealth, then he bought weapons for the military.
第二件不可以做的。
The second point.
不要回埃及。
Do not return to Egypt.
那所罗门也做了。
And Solomon did this as well.
他就跟埃及结盟。
And he intermingled with Egypt.
啊，有个 alliance.
Allied himself with Egypt.
啊。那就等于回埃及了，你的心在那边呢。
And that's the same as returning to Egypt because his heart was in Egypt.
再来呢？
Next.
神说不可以多立妃嫔。
You must not take many wives.
Too many.
Too many wives.
哇，但是所罗门呢，就完全不听这一条。
But King Solomon did not heed this at all.
他不是来十个、一百个，他弄了一千个。
He did not take 10 or 100. He took 1,000.
每一个太太妃嫔就把当地的偶像就带回来。
And with every wife or concubine he took, they brought their idols with them.
哦，那圣经说了，神说了，这是会引诱你的心偏邪。
And God already told him this will lead your heart astray.
哦。但是所罗门不没听。
But King Solomon did not listen.
所以最危险的时候是什么？
So when is the most dangerous
moment? 当你的心，你把你的心交给一个没有信神的人。
When you give your heart to someone who does not believe in God.
年轻人听清楚一点哦。
Listen to this carefully, youth.
尤其是还没结婚的年轻人。
And the married youth.
还有小朋友也要先听。
Younger little friends.
如果你把你的心交给一个不信神的人。
If you give your heart to someone who does not believe in God.
无论你的原因是什么
，No matter your reason，
他真的爱你，或者你很爱他
，Whether you love them a lot or not， whether you love them a lot，
或者是你跟他结婚会有一些好处
，Or if you have some benefit when you get married，
其实结婚都是这两个条件啊。第一就是因为他很漂亮吸引你，第二就是你从他跟他结婚会得到好处。
There's usually two reasons. First, that they seduce you, or you have some benefit to be.Being married.
但是神说都不可以啊。
But God said no.
因为你的心如果交给一个没有信神的人。
Because if you hand your heart over to someone who does not believe in God.
他会把你拉离开神。
They will lead you astray from God.
所以年轻人是最危险的，因为你们的婚姻，你一天还没有结婚，年轻人还没有选择结婚在主里面，你一天还是面对这个危险。
So it is the most dangerous for the youth because you are not married, so you will one day face this danger.
啊，如果你在主内结婚了，你这个危险就少了一点。
And if you marry in the Lord, then you lessen this danger.
但是所罗门不听啊。
But King Solomon did not listen.
他以为自己不会受到影响。
And he thought he would not be affected.
他自以为有智慧。
And he was self-confident that he had wisdom.
但是很可惜，他年轻的时候不是这样。
But It's such a shame because he wasn't like this when he was young.
他年轻的时候写箴言的时候写出这一段。
And when he wrote Proverbs, he wrote this.
我们看箴言三章第五节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
我们箴言三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。第七节。
Seven.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。 这是所罗门年轻的时候所写的。
This is what King Solomon wrote in his youth.
但是他老的时候自己讲的自己都忘记了。
But he forgot what he wrote when he was old in age.
有时候我也很害怕，我讲那么多道理，会不会老的时候自己讲的道理自己都忘记了
？And sometimes I'm very afraid, will I speak a sermon and then forget what I have spoken about?
老了有时候就糊涂了。
Truly, we become more forgetful when we're older.
不是每一个老人都会糊涂，但是有很多老人老了就糊涂了。
And not every elderly person is this forgetful, but some are, some can be.
不是只有 forgetful, foolish.
Oh, foolish.
啊，所罗门，所罗门其实他撑到老，他中年的时候还没有糊涂，他是什么时候糊涂的
？King Solomon was not foolish in his youth, but he was foolish in as the years went by. When did this start to happen?
刚刚我们读这个列王记上就看到，他是老年的时候被引诱的。
And he was led away in his old age.
啊，我们看列王记上十一章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter
第四节。
Chapter 11 verse 3.
十一章第四节，所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔引诱他的心。
In verse 4, King Solomon grew old, and his wives turned his heart away.
老年的时候糊涂了。
King Solomon became foolish.
年轻的时候还没糊涂。
When he was old.
还没拜偶像。
He did not worship idols in his youth.
他只是娶了很多外邦女人在那边。
He just married many foreign women.
但是他老的时候糊涂了。
But he became foolish when he became old.
Wow.
When he grew old.
但是偶像那些妃嫔一直进来哦，不是就是那几十个，他每年都有新的进来。
And every year he had new concubines come in. It wasn't just limited to the 1,000 wives and concubines.
他也是放纵自己的情欲。
He also let himself go to his
放纵情欲。
He indulged in his own.
所以什么时候最危险？当你放纵自己的情欲的时候，也是最危险的。
And when is the most dangerous moment? When you indulge in your own pleasures.
啊，没有把心放在神的话语上面。
And you do not put your heart on God's word.
所罗门放纵情欲太厉害了。
King Solomon put his heart in.
到头老了还要那么多妃嫔做什么
？In his harem. Why did he need so many concubines?
对不对？到老了就跟原来的。太太有的话就有，没有的话也是专心仰望神、读圣经、亲近神就好。老了还就搞那么多妃嫔。
Why did he have so many concubines when he was old? He could have just spent his time to build his relationship with God.
有一个正正常常的家庭就好了嘛。
He could have established a family, normal family.
他不满足。
But he was not satisfied.
在老了还要搞那么多妃嫔。
And he had more concubines in his age.
那老了就被那些年轻的妃嫔。就引诱他了。
And he was led astray by the younger concubines.
所以放纵情欲，当你有很多放纵情欲的机会的时候，也是最危险的时候。
So, he gave in to his lusts, and that's also when it is the most dangerous moment.
哦，那最危险的时候，我们讲了很多啊。
And we have talked about the most dangerous moment.
最主要是呢，他到老的时候也忘记他所有的是谁给他的。
And he forgot.Who was the source of everything he had?
他忘记了智慧、财富、生命、聪明、成功都是神给的。
Wealth, longevity, everything else, it was all, they were all given to him by God.
结果呢，他都忘记神了。
And he forgot God in the end.
啊，结果他的生命呢，到最后是失败。
And in the end, his life was a failure.
所以我们看看这个图做一个总结哈。
So if we look at this flow chart, we can make a conclusion.
有智慧。
He had wisdom.
这种智慧是世俗的、俗世的智慧。
And this is earthly wisdom.
啊，然后呢，赚钱。
Then you can make money.
赚钱就有名啊。
Then you increase your fame.
有名之后，其实就可以赚更多的钱。
And when you have fame, then you can make even more money.
有名气之后，有 power， 有个影响力。
And when you have fame, you can let power affect you.
有影响力的，大家会崇拜你。
And everyone will admire you and almost worship you.
你会有很多的 pleasure， 有很多的放纵情欲的机会。
And you have a lot of pleasure, and you have many opportunities to indulge in your lust.
很多女人就送上门啊，你成功嘛。
And many women might flock to you because you're so successful.
是最好的，用最好的，都是 pleasure 啊。
And it's this pleasure.
然后呢，就变得很骄傲。
And this turns into pride.
你觉得你自己跟别人不一样。
And you feel as if you're different from everyone else.
我不会倒的。
I won't fall.
我可以控制自己的。
I can control myself.
那后来就变很 foolish， 很愚蠢。
Then you will become very foolish.
就做出一些 disobedience， 不听神话的事情。
Then you will engage in disobedience because you do not obey God.
最后呢，就自我毁灭了。
And this leads to self-destruction.
当然所罗门是神怜悯他，没有在他活着的时候审判他，让他灭国。
And God showed mercy to Solomon when King Solomon was still alive.
啊，但是他的国家的后来是灭亡。
But later, his kingdom was destroyed.
完完全全是从所罗门开始的。
And this started with King Solomon.
因为他设了一个模范，错误的模范。
Because he had this wrong direction.
把外邦女子带来，把偶像带进来。
And he brought home foreign women and idols.
大卫的时候都没有这样。
King David was not like this.
当然没有啊，大卫敬拜神了。
King David worshipped God.
连扫罗王都没有这样啊。
Even King Saul did not do
this. 对不对？扫罗没有把外邦偶像带进来啊。
King Saul did not bring idols into the kingdom.
扫罗是自己败坏，自己去交鬼，老的时候糊涂了，去交鬼而已。他没有把外邦的偶像带进来。
And it was King Saul that became foolish in his old age, but he did not bring idols into the kingdom.
所罗门是比扫罗还更糟糕。
So King Solomon was even more foolish than King Saul.
当他愚蠢的时候，真的很愚蠢。
And when he was foolish, he was disgustingly foolish.
哇，那看了这个图，我觉得很害怕啊！每一个人都可能，如果你稍微成功一点啊，你就可能往这个道路上面。
So this can be a very terrifying flowchart because if you have some money, then it could lead to all of this.
哦，如果所罗门都可以跌倒，那我们呢
？And if Solomon could fall, then what about us?
但是圣经有一个预防的方法。
But the Bible has a solution.
我们看最后看历代志生命记第16-17章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
18节。
Verse 18.
17:18.
Chapter 17:18.
17:18。
Chapter 17:18.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一本，19节，存在他哪里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。20节，免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙并可以在以色列中的国立位上年日长久，年长日久。这个就是预防的方法。
And this is the solution.
当王是很危险的。
Becoming a king is very dangerous.
全国里面最危险的那个人就是王。
And out of the people in the kingdom, the king is in the most danger.
因为大家都怕他，大家都要听他的。
Because everyone fears him and needs to listen to him.
也没有人跟他骂他。
And no one dares to scold him.
对不对？谁敢骂王？你不要命啊。
Isn't that true? If you scold the king, then you don't care for your life.
哇，很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
今天我们当圣职人员也是很危险，因为我们是带领者。
And it's also very dangerous for
minister 啊，
ministers
我自己也是很危险啊。
Because,
这里面要帮传道人祷告。
So you need to pray for me.
要帮那个 minister 祷告啊，帮那些讲道的人祷告啊。
And pray for the sermonizers.
我们不是王，但是我们也是带领者。
We are not kings, but we can be considered leaders.
带领者是最危险的。
And we are in the most danger.
圣工作很多也是很危险的。
And those that do more holy work are in danger.
但是你不要说哦，那传道说圣工做很多很危险，那不要做最安全。
But,
也不能这样讲啊、哦，不然教会都没人做工啊。
We can't say oh because doing holy work is dangerous, then I won't do it at all.
危险你可以预防啊。
We can counteract this danger.
怎么预防
？How？
18节。
Verse 18.
他登了王位了。
When he was in the throne.
要跟祭司那边说啊，要为自己抄录一本律法书。
He had to copy.The law.
大家注意哦，这里不是说问祭司说你给我一本让我放在床头每天读，不是啊、哦，大家仔细看啊、哦。
And read it carefully. He didn't ask the priests to give him a copy, but he had to write it for himself.
英文讲得很清楚 ，He shall write for himself a book.
And it's very clear. He shall write for himself a book.
他应该要去祭司那边借一本，然后呢自己打开每天抄一部分，到最后就抄成一本了。
So, he needed to borrow the scroll from the priest and then copy.Himself a book.
自己读别人的书跟自己抄什么不一样
？What's the difference between reading and copying a book？
我们有谁有抄圣经抄了一整本呢？有没有
？Who has a copy of the entire Bible？
我应该都没有。我们读一本就不错了。
Anyone in the congregation？ Well, if we read the Bible, then
抄
read the Bible, then it's not too bad.
抄跟读有什么不一样
？What's the difference between reading and copying？
抄也很慢啊。
Copying takes a long time.
也很辛苦啊。
And it might be very laborious.
但是抄完之后你会记得。
But you will remember it if you copy it.
每天抄，每天抄，每天抄。
If you copy it every day.
还有遵守，还有读。
And you obey and you read the Bible.
遵守。
And you obey.
然后呢，学习敬畏神。
And you learn to revere God.
这样子啊，你就没有那么危险了，因为你怕神了。你怕神就不危险。
Then if you fear God, then you're not in danger, that great of a danger.
你不怕神，你就很危险。
If you do not fear God, then you are in danger.
今天很多人不怕神。
Many people today don't fear God.
啊，甚至有一些长子传道也不怕神了。
And even some ministers don't fear God.
哦，有些老信徒也不怕神啊。
And even some older believers don't fear God.
他忘记神在看了。
And they forgot that God is watching.
如果所罗门怕神，他敢拜偶像吗？敢不敢？
If King Solomon truly feared God, do you think he would have worshipped the idols?
他就已经没有了怕神的心了。
He already did not have a heart that feared God.
哇，所以啊，当你不怕神的时候是最危险的。
So when you don't fear God, this is your most dangerous moment.
啊，所以今天透过所罗门的这个例子。
So today, through King Solomon's example.
想想你我。
Then you should think about yourself.
你有没有现在遇到最危险的时候呢？
Did you meet your most dangerous moment?